USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years on the job protecting the people of this city.
It happens as police show up to an armed robbery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in custody. He was shot and is in stable condition. President Trump says he is not happy with the product of a congressional committee's work to provide border security and avert a federal government shutdown on Friday, but he seems to be accepting of it. The deal reportedly offers far less money than the president's demanded for a wall and border security. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Substitute teachers are in the classrooms in Denver as a teacher's strike enters its third day today. But what are the kids doing? This parents and her son say.
They just kind of hang around and watch movies.
We watched one for about the whole afternoon today.
The latest talks with the school district ending without a deal. The district saying yesterday more teachers are staying out of the classroom as 58% of them didn't report to work yesterday, slightly more than Monday when the strike began. The strike focused on Denver's incentive-based pay system. Snow showers and strong winds will be hitting the Midwest and Northeast today. Sleet, snow, and ice impacting the West Coast. Central and North California expected to get blasted by snow and powerful rain as Washington recovers from floods and an unusual snowfall that hit Seattle on Monday and yesterday. Whatever the weather, find us online at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
South Korea is pushing back on President Trump's claim that Seoul has agreed to pay an extra $500 million to keep U.S. troops in that country. The president said at a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the South had agreed to pay that money for U.S. protection, but a spokesman for the presidential Blue House in Seoul says that raise must still be approved by South Korea's parliament. Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a message for one of the 2020 presidential hopefuls as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
During a recent radio interview, Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris admitted that she smoked pot in the past. She also added that she inhaled. Harris is running for president in 2020, and she's for legalization of recreational marijuana. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins Fox News and has a message for Harris.
Studies show that marijuana, especially for our young people, is a gateway drug into other drugs. It's wrong to do it. Kamala Harris can laugh all she wants, but she should go to some of these funerals that are happening around the country. I wonder if she's ever done that. Gone to a funeral and looked in the eyes of parents who had a child who died of an opioid overdose, and have those parents tell them the stories about how it started for that child with marijuana. I've gone and done that, and maybe Senator Harris should do that.
And a canine named King, a wire fox terrier, has been named best in show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.